are on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are towards the bottom of the page. I believe we did Matzvul Kalim also. Yeah, we did. We're up to the last line on the page in Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Practicamar Barami Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda. B'drabanan. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that by rabbinic things did not punish. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that we don't punish by rabbinic things, we punish by biblical things. Well, I have a rabbinic thing, and I have Rabbi Yehuda punishing Shaking up to Mason. The tiny we learn. Okay. Now, halacha is, you're not allowed to be mevatel isur l'chatchila, which means you're not allowed to take something usur and mix it in to enough mutter that it should become batel. You're not allowed to be mevatel isur l'chatchila, which means you can't take treif and mix it into 60 times as much kosher and say it's batel. I'm not allowed to do that. It's a rabbinic prohibition to be mevatel isur l'chatchila. So the following case is the story. Now, there's also another rabbinic thing that says, well, I shouldn't say, okay, let's just go that way. Let's just assume it's a drabanan. There's also another halacha. Rabbinically, a davar chashuv is not batel. Something that's chashuv is not batel, even if there's enough to be mevatel it. But if it's a chashuv a thing, it's not batel. So you have something called a geize perach. These are a certain kind of walnuts that are very chashuv. And the Gemara says that a geize perach, if it's arla, which means it's in the first 3 years of the tree, is not batel. It's a chashuv of fruit. It's a chashuv of walnut. And it's not batel. Even, no matter how much you have, it's never batel. If it's whole. But if it cracks, it loses its chashivas. And then it is batel. So what happens? Naflu v'nispatsu. It fell into a whole bunch of heter, and it's cracked. Now it should be batel. So the question is, did he crack it, or did it crack on its own? Or did he crack it b'shagig? Did it crack b'mezid? What happened? Zuck, I think it's a Mishnah. Echad shagig v'echad mezid lo yalu. Whether he cracked it by mistake, he didn't intend to make it batel. Or whether he intended that he wants to be mevatel, and he figured if I crack it, it'll be batel. Arla is batel. Surprise, sir? I don't know. It says on the side, Arla peri gimel mishnah ches. It does say the Tanya, so I'm not sure. Nafluvin is batel. You're right. It says the Tanya. I don't know what. Echad shagig v'echad mezid lo yalu. Whether he cracked it, b'shagig or b'mezid, not batel. Arla is batel 1 in 200. This wouldn't even be batel 1 in 200 because it's chashuv. But if it's cracked, it's not chashuv anymore. If it's not chashuv anymore, it's batel. So whether he did it by mistake or permanently or by intentionally, it's not batel. Divir Meir Reb Yehuda. Here is our contradiction. This is a rabbinic thing that arla is not batel. That a davar chashuv is not batel. It's a rabbinic thing. And yet we say, shagig is punished just like mezid. Reb Yaisi, Reb Shimon, Ibrim, b'shagig yalu, b'mezid lo yalu. They say, b'shagig it is batel, b'mezid it's not. But Reb Yehuda is on Reb Meir's side that says that it isn't batel. Why isn't it batel? It's rabbinic. Teretz is, zera shagig unto mezid. Reb Yehuda said by Rabbanon, we don't say zera shagig unto mezid. Ashi, I don't know what that noise is. Avluvin is batzu. Aguze perach, ein b'teilum afilu b'erev. These are a kind of walnuts. It's not batzu even in 1,000. But nei chashivus said, Yankee, can I trouble you for a cup of water? I'm sorry. Because of its chashivus. This batzu aguzum sh'arla, if it cracked open, v'yachakach nafu l'teshu heter and then fell into heter, yalu. What happened if it fell and then it got cracked? Very important translation of the word shaking. Shaking doesn't necessarily mean he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it with the intent that it be bottle. He wasn't thinking about bittle. shenitzchav lekach. Lo yalu afilu be'elof. The kanes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda sheyigat umezek. Zok drashi avagav da'aliyah shimala mevato aguzi perak yisur drabana ba'almohu. Even though this bittul, aliyah means bittul, that is being mevato, these walnuts are only rabbinic. Afilu shleimim, even if it were whole, it would only be rabbinic. But the right say chilik bein chashul l'chein chashul. Now kobatul l'sivaki rab l'hadlis. Rabbanan u de'gazer, it's only exerid rabbanan. So why are we here? If it's rabbinic, why is Rabbi Yehuda kind of shaking up to Mezen? And for the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, the rice of Chabit Rei Batu, Rabbanan of the Gazer, the Gekana Shem Yehuda, but the rice of one is Batu and two, if it's Mimba Minai, and that's what it is, and still Rabbi Yehuda punishes. And for the Gemara, Asim Tainim, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Zasi La Rubei. There, a person will say he's a shaking, even though he was amazing. So there, Rabbi Yehuda punishes shaking to mezit. Frankly, we shine him. So the matam and madam and manasseh, he can do the same thing. He can do a mezit, then claim he was a shaking. So the rishonim speak out. We don't know whether the guy is tricking or not. In the case of matam and madam and manasseh, we're making him pay. We're not going to take money away from a guy because he might be tricking. Whereas here, we're not taking money away from a guy. The thing is usher. Did it become mutter or not? The answer is he might be tricking, so we don't say he became mutter. Again, there we're going to be taking money away from a guy. We're going to say, pay b'shagim, which you might be tricking. He might not be tricking. Why are we taking money a guy? Because maybe he's tricking. So Rabbi Yehuda did not punish shagim. Here, it fell in. Right? So the person went with mevatel it. So it's usher now. He went to try to make it mutter. He might have done it b'shagim. He might have done it b'mezer. He was trying to make him mutter, right?
But he has
so there we say, we punish him. We don't let it become mutter. It's not taking away anything. It's already taken away. It's usher now. Terence says, he might make it mutter b'shagig and we wouldn't punish him. But he might have done it b'mezid and he's covering up. So therefore we don't let it become mutter. Let me just read the Rashi. I love to read the Rashi. Oh, we have to do the Rashi. He lost it already. It was usher.
Somebody else
according to this territory, he wouldn't pay for somebody else's eye. Rashi Dasi La Rume Ulishav and the Yama Shagigi. By the way, it's usher already. He's not the one that mixed it. It was mixed. He went and cracked them, all the nuts in the pot, so it should become bottle.
Well, he cracked them after
it fell in.
So Lukhila was not bottle,
right? Right.
Oh, so he's in the middle, but
that could
be a different reason.
Wait, now it's butthole. It's not chashuv anymore.
Originally it was not butthole.
Right.
It's not that he cracked it before it fell in.
Right, exactly. That's what Rashi said. Naflu v'achach nispatsu. Rashi said, naflu t'chila v'achach nispatsu.
I mean,
no. It was usher. If that rechashim is not bato.
If he would have, let's say he would have done it.
We're not in.
This is more of a chiddush. Tell me, even though
again, he did not mix this b'mezid. The case of the Mishnah is it fell in, and afterwards it cracked open.
Cracked.
That's the case, right? See. I'm not here to teach Hilchos. This is a geya very much. When you buy vegetables, some vegetables, in thing, it has bugs, might have bugs, and they're very hard to check. So people think that if they freeze it by frozen ones, it's winter. It's not true. All the kosher agencies tell you that all you have is frozen bugs. And why aren't they bottled? They're not bottled because they're whole bugs. And the barrier is not bottled with Rabbanon. What if it's not a berry anymore? What if you pureed it? You put it in a blender. So now it's not a berry, so it's bottle. So it depends. Did you puree it to be mevatel the bugs? Then it's usher. Because you did it for bittle. But did you puree it because you want to make yourself a smoothie? That's your intention. Then the bugs are bottle. It's a big difference. The intention here makes a big difference. If your intention is, I'm pureeing it so I should be able to eat it, so I can be mevatel the bugs, and mevatel this to the chatchila. It's a barrier. You're going to make it not a barrier. It's like this spatzel here. But if your intention is something else, I'm not interested in making it not a barrier. I want a smoothie. To make a smoothie, I happen to be able to have to blend it. So then it's mutter. That's not halacha l'maisa. Well, I heard from the OU, which is the reliable Vada Kashrus, that if you freeze it, all you get is frozen whole bugs. You'll have to research that yourself. I'm telling you what I heard from the OU a few weeks ago. No, I didn't. I happened to listen to a program of the OU talking about kashrus, and they said this explicitly, that one of the great mistakes people make is they think frozen vegetables, the bugs are broken up. It's not true. They're frozen whole bugs.
But I'm sort of saying
if I have a recipe that requires whole strawberries, and he wants to use it, he has to puree it.
That depends why he's pureeing. Is it because he wants to drink puree, or is it because...
strawberry flavor. The recipe calls
for
strawberry
food.
The whole could be pureed.
If it's pureeing, it's forbidden lechatchila. It's people don't know this halacha either. That's why I mentioned this. I usually don't like to teach halacha lemaisa, and everybody has 18 different treatises. It's, again, one of these things that everybody knows well. This is what the OU said in this
if
year.
I couldn't puree it. Because now I'm aware of the...
No, you could puree it because you're doing it. You want a smoothie. You would puree it. You would puree it whether it has a bug or doesn't have a bug. Again, you want a strawberry smoothie. To make a smoothie, you have to puree. Whether it has bugs or doesn't have bugs, you're going to do the pureeing anyway. That doesn't make a difference, but that's not the reason I'm doing it. If you bought whatever the brand is, Bodake strawberries, that has no bugs, so they claim, right? So there's no bugs in Bodake strawberries, and you want a smoothie, you would puree it. You don't have to, but if you want a smoothie, you would puree it. So you're not pureeing it because you want to be mevatel the bugs. The raya is, to make a smoothie, you take Bodake strawberries and you would puree it. So then you're allowed to puree Costco strawberries. But if the only reason you're pureeing it is because you want to get rid of the bugs, that's bitul es lechatchila.
But I'm sorry to say.
I'm glad you're sorry to say.
Smoothie is, to be honest.
I've never drank one, but the island likes smoothies.
Not men drink that stuff?
The same men that eat broccoli.
Yeah, those men are not my men. Anyhow, the bottom line is, Rabbi, I'm sorry to say, even if he has the intention for a smoothie, whatever that is, he comes with the territory that he's mevatel the thing.
But that's why I told you what the psak is. I'm telling you what that local of mine is. You want to go argue?
That's not called showmaking. That's right.
It's not doing it to be mevato. This person's doing it to be mevato. Correct.
It's just to be called for smash.
Say no kinami. If he's smashing the nuts because the recipe needs smash nuts, then he's not doing it to be mevato. It might be different there because the nut itself is not bottled. Here, the strawberry is bottled. The bug on the strawberry that's not bottled. Might be different. Okay, anyway.
Rabbi Margaretan?
Yes.
Rabbi Margaretan? You're yes. Saying lechatchila, you can grind up the, puree the strawberries from Costco even and not worry about the bugs lechatchila?
And what is your intention of why you're pureeing them? I'm telling you what the OU said in that shiur. I listened to a shiur from somebody named, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Tendler. I think his name was Rabbi Tendler. It could have been from the Starkade, not the OU. I think it was one of these kashrus things that they had. And I listened to these 10 minutes here, and he went through this, and he said, if your intention is you won't puree, it's mutter. If your intention is you can get rid of the bugs, it's usher.
Thank you.
Anyway, as an aside, there is a way to clean strawberries. Go to the CRC website or to the OU website, and they teach you how to clean strawberries. And go to Rabbi Gutman, who will also teach you how to teach clean strawberries. And by the time you're finished, I don't know how much of the strawberry you have left, but it'll be clean. I don't eat strawberries. I'm allergic to strawberries, so it's not a game. I am allergic to strawberries. I bake out in hives when I eat strawberries, so I don't eat. I haven't eaten strawberries. I mean, once in a while I cheat, but I don't regularly.
People don't eat them.
I don't know what the OU strawberry means. I have no idea. I don't know what they do. I don't know. I don't know whether they rely on the fact. I don't know. I can't answer the question. It's something you can find out with a phone call. I don't know. It's absolutely true. I don't know. I have nobody in the OU that I can pick up a phone and call. In Sarkia, they have a person answering a phone that answers all the questions. And the CRC, I happen to be friends with friends, acquaintances, with the guy in charge of the CRC, so whenever I have a child, I just call him straight. By the way, this is one of the mistakes. People call me as a Rav to find out if something's okay. And I don't know kashrus products. It's not part of my thing. There is M. Shimon Gutman. There's kashrus agencies that can be called. They answer those questions. It's not a halacha shaila. It's a matiah shaila. How do I know whether the thing they make in Mexico is kosher or not? What am I supposed to do? I never was in Mexico. It's not on my list. That's still our roommate to go to Mexico. That's still our roommate. This chavim v'yayim v'shaygi g'yisi v'len it's chavantik de'a halayis and I wasn't a chavim to be involved with them. Back to Gemara. We're finished with Shaggy Gatumazid. We're finished with Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda. But we entered a new thing, so we're going to talk about a side issue. And that is Rabbi Yossi said that B'Shagig, the B'Shagig, it's Batul, and B'Mazid, it's not Batul. That means he holds a Mavatul and Issa L'Chatchila. You're not allowed to go B'Mazid and be Mavatul Issa. Well, I have Rabbi Yossi saying that you can be Mavatul Issa L'Chatchila. This is a contradiction, Rabbi Yaisi. Nothing to do with Matama, Madama, Manasseh, nothing to do with Shaggy Gatamezid. We brought in Rabbi Yaisi, who said, Bemezid, let's not blotto. Rabbi Yaisi says, you're allowed to be Mavato, to the Chatchila. Where does he say that? Frank the Gemara, but Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yaisi. We have a contradiction in Rabbi Yaisi, did not. The tears shall Arlo v'shil Kili HaKerem. You have a sapling of Arlo or Kili HaKerem. Kili HaKerem would not be a sapling, it would be a plant. They got mixed into other plants while it's still attached to the ground. It's not batul, and you cannot pick them all and mix them and say, I'm batul, because you're being mevatul isur l'chatchila. What you're doing is, you're picking your, at this point it's a davar chashuv. Any plant that grows is a davar chashuv. When you harvest it, it won't be a davar chashuv anymore. It's not a geizei perach, it's not something chashuv inherently. And when you mix it, it'll be batul 1 to 200. But you're picking it to be mevatul it. Halacha is, you're not allowed to do it. Bimli cake, yalu be'echad b'misayim. If you did do it, it's batul u'mevatul yischav l'lakeh. As long as that wasn't your intention. Meaning, you didn't bedafka harvest everything together so it should be batul. You really only needed 50. You went and harvested 201, so it should be bottled. That you can't do. If you're planning to harvest, you're not going to leave it there forever. You have to harvest. So you're harvesting everything together. Then it's bottled. It depends what your intention is. Like we just said by the strawberries. Right? That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Ava Meschavim Lelaka Yalav Echad Mitzayim. It's okay. You can be Mavatul Issa L'Chatchila. You can go and pick it. The Dav can pick 201, so it should be bottled 1 to 200. Whatever that's gone. That's behind you, done, finished. By mistake, it grew. Now it's a question of being mavato to eat it, correct?
I don't understand. How do you do 200 and then not know how much time would mean you have to take 200 from the stuff you know is winter?
You have 201 plants growing together. One of them is Kili HaKerem. Only one is Kili HaKerem. And you don't know which one it is. One sapling of Arla growing together with 250 other saplings. Now you're going to harvest it. At this point, it's not batel. But when you harvest it, it's going to be batel. What is your intention of harvesting it? Would you have harvested 50? The only reason you're harvesting 201 is it should be batel. Or would you have harvested them all together anyway? You gotta harvest it. You're not going to let it here forever. So it depends what your intention is. That's what the Tanakhama says. And Rabbi Yaisi says, even if you intend to be mevatel, it's fine. It's good to go.
But is there behemoth, after everything said and done, she did a whole revival episode?
Rabbi Yaisi just said it. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. No, so you trying me to cheat? You want me to cheat?
No, in general, if I open the Gemara, would I find it?
No, you would not find it. Except here, we pass Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi. Dr. Gemara, it's not a contradiction. Because Hitmar Allah Marab Khazakin of the Mice is Karma Binatiyachas. The answer is these are so infrequent that a guy would have one Natiya of Arla mixed into 200 others. If nobody plays with Arla and Kiliakara, you stay away from this. Remember, you planted, somebody put this into the ground. It doesn't happen frequently. People are not willing to ask everything because of one idea. So they'll waste this sapling, and they won't plant it together with the other ones. It doesn't happen frequently, so we don't have to answer it. Yes, Ema Batlan is the Chatzila because it happens frequently that Isra mixes into Heter. Arla and Kiliyat Kerem rarely mix in on the ground. This is a very rare case. That's why Rabbi Yaisi said, don't worry about it. Milsid L'Shikha, the Gazu Barabonim. Let me just say Rashi. Don't Rashi. How is that like you lack it? The Chos Mashi Bim Kaimak and Mechubar, Kashivi, as long as it's in its place, it's considered Mechubar. But like Butler, if you look at the Paris of Mevatlu and Messiah, having Mevatlu is in the Chatkila. Bim Likid the Lenimlich, Yalu, Dalu Shangik, let Nitzchavel and Lak Ram and Ask Levatlu. The Savage should grab Butler Mechubar, he might think it was already Butler. Mevatlu is Chavel and Lak and the Kabbal is Vittu. Ava Mechavel and Alma Bemaze and Nami Butler. Ain Adam Meister is Karim by Bintiachas. Ain Lach Adam Natea Arla Beishter Natias. Beloy Simon. Vaisa Karim by Bishon Tiachas. This is a very infrequent case that you have Arla growing together with other things. It doesn't happen. You're very careful. You know Arla's Aser. You're planting it. You're going to be make sure it's not Arla. Heretz is for some reason it happened, but it happened so infrequently that we don't have to deal with it. But mixing is a behetter happens, meaning all the fruit will fall into other fruit. That can happen. Happens all the time. But to plant an Arla sapling amongst other saplings without marking it off as Arla never happens.
What are we talking about?
The guy is picking it, b'meizit, b'mevato, esilachatchila. But the case rarely happens. The case is a... That means, you know what rarely means? Look up in Webster's, the word rarely. It means very infrequently.
But is it... right?
Not the planting!
No, the bittle, I'm saying.
Yes.
So in that case...
You are allowed to be mevatel Isra L'Chatchila, yes.
Because
it happened... The whole Isra bittle Isra L'Chatchila is rabbinic. Here, it happened so infrequently, they didn't include it in the Gezerah. The Isser being Mevato Isser L'Chatchila is a rabbinic Isser. Biblically speaking, I can take Isser and mix it into Heter. I'm allowed to be Mevato. Correct.
If you know that the Gram Burn will not go, does that make a mutter?
Yes!
Does that make it also?
No, it's a mutter. The Burn won't go, it means it's mutter.
See, I think what Vital was saying.
I love the fact that I'm glad you guys are explaining each other. I'm having a difficulty understanding, yes.
Come in, not get involved with it. But in a Hanami, if you see one time you do see
no, it. That's, no, that's not what happens. No, so the Shikul or Gosuba Rabbana means it's mutter.
Okay. I thought it meant.
Well, you thought wrong.
No, but what I thought it meant...
You thought wrong.
What I thought meant means that they didn't talk about it. There's no Shkia.
They didn't make the Xera. It's not included. Mutter. Zakti Mishnah Vayter. Hakehanim shepiglu b'mikdash bezidin chayavim. We had this brought down earlier. Kehanim did a mefago b'mikdash mezid is chayav. Now this is an issa deraisa. So really, what should happen is Rabbi Yehuda should be geyser. We never brought this in for the shayla of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. B'mezid is chayav b'shagig is pater. This is not matame medama menasach, which is rabbinic. This is deraisa. Making pigle is an issa deraisa. The kayan is over an issa deraisa for making pigle. So therefore,
wasn't we have a whole thing once that?
So Tysus answers that this is going to be a gemara later on. Tysus answers that if you make the kayan pay b'shagig, if he does it, the kayan is not going to want to do avodah because it's happened b'shagig. That means the kohen thought it was a shlamim, and it was really a chatas. And he had in mind to do the zrika, that it's going to be eaten for 2 days and a night. And now you're saying to him, you have to pay. You say, you know what, I don't need this. I'll do dvarkest. I don't need to go to avodah the Beis HaMikdash. So in order not to, that's what the Gemara says, according to one answer. The other thing is the Kohanim will get. The Gemara is going to talk about it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would not make Xer in this case, even though it's a deraisa. That's what Taisha speaks out in the Taisus on, bottom Taisus on Nun Gimel Amud Beis.
Rabbi was telling us that next week I'll be doing the Gimel Amud Beis. So, do I really have to have the body know in 2 days of this thing?
Why am I doing that is such a wonderful question that the Mishnah Zvachim talks about this.
But I told you I'm behind all this stuff. So what does it say?
The Mishnah says don't have anything in mind.
Right.
Just shech whatever. Kach tivani avayre. I'm shechting this carbon, whatever it is, for whoever it is, whatever thing. Don't think anything. That's the best thing to do.
Ah, good. Don't think.
Some people take that to an extreme.
Okay.
Don't think.
No meaning.
I know what you meant.
It's like Yesh Breira. Remember that thing they bring down sometimes? I mean, whatever happens, this is what I get.
Stama Lishma. The Mishnah says Stama Lishma.
No, Stama, not Lishma, Stama.
Stama is Lishma.
No,
leave it alone.
No, I never.
But that's what the Mishnah says.
But what I'm talking about is, I want to have, meaning, I don't have nothing in any particular, but whatever is supposed to be for the Hatas, that's what my mind is.
Which means that you don't have to have any positive thoughts as long as it works automatically, as long as you don't tamper with it. That's called Stama Lishma. Don't tamper with things. Dr. Gimayabai, Tanar Abana. Hayayisim Abataris. A guy is working with somebody else in Tahar Taras, meaning either the person is eating Chulim Batara or it's Truma. And he is an employee, or he's an employee, not an employee. He is a volunteer, but he's helping somebody do something with Taras food. And he says to the person, Taharas Shasisi Imcha Nitmu. He turns to the owner and he says, I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, but it became Tame while I was working with it. Or Haya Isim Bizvachim. It was a Kayan that was doing a carbon. And he turns to the owner and he says, Zvachim Shasisim Chonisbaglu. I am sorry to tell you, but it became pickle. Neman, he's believed. Meaning, we trust them even though he's one person and he's saying it happened. Eid Echad Neman Bisur. He's believed that it happened.
He was doing one of the voters, his helper?
In the second one, he was doing one of the Avedis, yes.
So he didn't have to talk to somebody else, his boss, whatever they
were. No, he turns to the owner of the carpet. And he says, I'm sorry to tell you, your carbon became pickle.
In the first case?
He tells the guy who owns the food, I'm sorry to tell you, but it became tame.
The second one has to be the Kohen, the chef.
Or the Kohen that did the Zrika, or the Kohen that did the Kabbalah, or the Kohen.
Those avodas have to have...
Any one of the four avodas. Any one of the four avodas can make pickle. In the four essential avodas, a person can be mefagel. A kayan can be mefagel, or the truth is, he's strong to do the shchita. He can be mefagel during shchita. Shchita's carbon does not require a kayan. Avol.
Where does shchita done then? If the kohen isn't doing it, where is the
kohen? In the Azara. There's a place in the Azara that Yisraelim are allowed to walk up to. Yes.
They don't have a ring in the ground over there to hold a behemoth.
They do.
You do?
Yeah. They do. Avo Amalai, Tarish Asisi Imcha B'yoyim Ploini Nidmu. What if he comes in on a Wednesday and he says, oh, by the way, remember Monday I was working for you? It became Tameh. Goes to the owner and says, I want to tell you, by the way, yesterday's carbon was pigo. You weren't yaitzi your carbon. You gotta make another one. We don't believe him. So listen to what the Braisa says. We'll understand reasons in a few minutes. At this point, we're listening to a Braisa. And the Braisa says that Eidech Nemen B'Yisurim is when he comes over and says it just happened. But if he comes back 2 days later and says it happened 2 days ago, he's not Nemah. That's what the Braisa says. The Braisa doesn't give any reasons. The Braisa is stating a fact. Frek the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. If an Eilech is Nemah, he should be Nemah in both cases. Why is he Nemah in the first case? He's not Nemah in the second case. Amar Abaya, Kol Shabiyadei Nemah. Zokt Abaya. We only trust a person to say it's ruined when he has the ability to ruin it. While he's working with the carbon, he can make a pickle. So if he says he made a pickle, we believe him. Because he can still make a pickle. He can still be Matame the Taurus. So if he tells you it became Tame, you believe him. Once he finished the job, and he comes back later and he says, oh, by the way, it became Tame, now he can't make it Tame, it's out of his control. We don't believe him. That's Abaya's opinion. So Abaya limits Eidech of Nemen B'Yisurim only when, now if it's a gay his own Taurus and he says it became Tameh, he's Nemen because the person's Nemen about his own stuff. But if it's a gay somebody else's things, he's only Nemen while he has the ability to do it. The minute he doesn't have the ability to do it anymore, he can't claim that he did it.
Rabbi?
Once all the Avedis are finished, this is Abaya, we're not finished yet. This is Abaya. Yes, Harvey.
Is Abaya's position that this guy might be intending to harm the person he was working for?
No, it's not an Eidecha. It's not believed. There's no reason to believe an Eidecha. Something changed. We knew this was Tahar, and now he's coming along and telling us it's Tameh. So Abaya says, excuse me, you're only an Eidecha.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes. We'll get to the Mishnah. We haven't got. That's why the sugya is here, so we can bring the Mishnah in. That's what Abaya says. Rava Amar, Rava says not true. As long as you had the ability to do it, you are believed even if you can't do it. You had the ability. I'm learning how to Rishayim explain this. You did have the ability. So if you come and say you did it, we believe you. You had the ability. That's enough to make you believed. So why over here aren't you believed to say it happened 2 days ago? So Trevor, because you met him already. And you didn't tell him. And now you come back and tell him. Why didn't you tell me last time you met me? So Trevor, he met the guy and didn't tell him that his tyrus became Tame. He met the guy and didn't tell him his karma became pingel. Then he comes and tells him. Then Rava says, you're not believed. So we have a very basic machloikas here. In when is a person neman? Abaya says, only while he can do it. And Rava says, even when he can't do it, if he could have done it. Unless we have an indication that he's not saying the truth. Which is, he met him, didn't tell him, now he comes and tells him, why didn't you tell me last time? Must be you're a liar now.
This is the wife also?
Now, this is...
The wife also? According to Rabbi.
I'm trying to figure out what you mean by a wife
also. Lady, believe also, oh, I'm not telling my husband that...
Yes, because it was beyond that. That's what Rashi says in Gittin Beis of his Beis.
I know.
Because she could have been passing like Rabbi. She could have gone and bought trade meat, so she tells you it's kosher meat. She had the ability, she's believed.
So first
Rabbi, can I ask a basic question here?
Rabbi, somebody's talking here, yes.
Well, Rabbi, the first time he sees his friend is a week later, and he can, he's
correct.
Believed. He's believed.
You want to... Yes, Harvey.
So this is just the most basic of questions, and we've had this probably 1,000 times, so I apologize in advance. The admission of the person as an Eid Echad doesn't make it any more powerful, that he's admitting something that would be detrimental to him. Not detrimental to him personally, but he's admitting a fault. We still need to aid him.
At this point, no. Later on, the Gemara will talk about it.
All right.
If I remember correctly, I didn't prepare enough beforehand, but if I remember correctly, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Now, the Rishayim have a problem here. This is a major machlokes Rishayim. I'm picking one shita. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Reuven walks over to Shimon and he says, your Truman became Tamei. He never worked for him. I watched it. I saw it become Tamei. The Gemara says he's believed. And here we're making a whole condition. If he could have, if he still could have, Mara says in Kedushin, a guy can walk over to a man and say, your wife was Mizana. And the Gemara says, he doesn't have to believe him because it's a Davish of Erva. But if it wouldn't be a Davish of Erva, he would tell him, your Truma became Tamei, even if he never had the ability to be Matamei. He's believed, he's an Eid Echad. Eid Echad Nehme Bisurim. So this is the Rishayim's problem. The Gemara here makes it sound, your only Neman is an Eid Echad if it's Biyadai. Either was Biyadai, is Biyadai, by the way, Biyadai means had the ability. Either is or was. The Gemara in Kedusha says an Eid Echad Nehme Bisurim.
The answer? Is this an
Avis
issue?
Well, isn't it Eid? What is he doing?
It's
in the Gavetover. Doesn't make a difference. Eid Echad's not even in the Gavetover. So, there's many Terutzim in the Rishayim, big Machlokes Rishayim. Tosfos and the Rosh learn that the only time you need Biyadai is when the other guy responds. Says, no, didn't happen. Tyson says it's only, and I'm going to read it from the Rush because the Rush is clearer. This is the Rush of Shita, which is, again, one of the Shitas of the Rishayim. The Rush says, right, if the guy says no, it didn't happen, then you need Biyadai. But if he keeps quiet, then we say that you don't need Biyadai. If he says, I don't know, I don't believe you, he contradicts him. So then, why should we believe one aid? The other guy is not saying it's not true, or I don't think it happened. If the guy keeps quiet, then we say he's believed, even if he didn't have the biyadai.
If he says the words, I can't believe it, meaning, wow, I can't believe it. What does that mean? That means, I can't believe it. That means... I'm not saying you're wrong. I just can't believe it.
So Tyson says, it depends. If he says to the guy, listen, you know that your Taurus became Tamei, and the guy keeps quiet, then he's believed. But if he tells him his Taurus became Tamei, and the guy says, I have no idea, then the Ein Echad is not believed unless it's Biyadai. That's what the Rush says. I'm just telling you what he said. The only time the Gemara in Kedushin says he's believed is if he's telling the guy, you should know that it happened. And the guy keeps quiet. Keeping quiet is an admission that it happened. But Eino Chinami, for an Ein Echad to be believed to change the status from Torah to Tameh, is only if it's Biyadai. Then even if the guy screams it didn't happen, the fact that it's Biyadai makes him believed. Dr. Gemara writes, Hahud, by the way, the test is up to here. That's where I thought I would get to. Yes.
not believing the guy.
It's an Eilechad. Eilechad is not believed. Why if somebody comes over and says you owe $100, we don't believe him? Eilechad is not believed. Tyra says, I'll be Shnai made him, y'all comes over.
Why be Seward were? Are we more?
So Rashi and that base of the base says, if it's not, you wouldn't be able to exist in this world. How can you eat at home? Who told you the food's kosher? That's what Rashi learns the sources. That's pretty good, the raisa. You eat at home.
Is there a source?
According to Rashi, it's Svara. It has to be that way. Tysus brings a source from Nida.
Yeah, we had this.
Yeah, that base of a base. Yes. That base of a base. To be exact, 27 tests ago. Yeah, I didn't want to say 27 weeks because we take vacations, but 27 tests ago. Yes, that pays him a base. But according to the Russian, I don't know how we pass on Lachlan Maisa, but the way the Russian learns it comes out, that if I walk over to Baruch Maisa and say, by the way, your Taurus became Tameh, he can say to me, I don't believe you. I don't know. I don't know if it happens or not. I have no idea. I wasn't there. And he would not be believed. Because not beyond the, I never had a right to do anything. That's what other rich had to argue, but that's what the Rush sheet is. Tyson's sheet, the Rush.
What don't you have? What is it beyond
I worked for you. I was involved with the Taurus.
Yeah, but you can still do it now. Why can't you do it?
Because I don't have access to your food all the time. What right do I have to go? Where do I? And I hate to say this, I think in your fridge you have some zucchini, I think. I can't be matama that zucchini now, you know? I can't. I can't get to your fridge.
If you really wanted to, you
could. But, don't think about that. Ahud amalei l'chavrei, Taras shasisi imcha b'yoyim ploini nitmu. Guy told his friend, did I do Rashi? I didn't do Rashi yet. Look to Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. Kol Shem Yadai. Last is Bishosh Medea. According to Abaya, you can do it now. Now, Mabarashi can try them beyond the Lataman Lufagla. The Rashi is talking about you can still do it. Become a Kabbalah, Bekayan Oibit Kamari. He's serving. But Shadia, Bechrita Lazrika. Beyond the Pagaltia, Bechrita. I already did it. So I died beyond the Lufagla Bisharavitis. You can still do it now. Abu Beyoim Plain, Shkrayatsum Yadai. But if it already left his hand, Lavko Kamine is not believed. Rabbi Amar, Ava Bishem Biyadei Nema. Aye, the Sefer says he's not. The Sefer is talking about the Ashkechei Mikama Yedna. He found him before this. Veloy Amalei, and he didn't tell him. Vahasht Amalei. So Rabbi answers, it's because he had a chance to tell him, and he didn't tell him. Zogtikama Vaita Huda Amalei, Lechavrei. Somebody said to his friends, Taurus Yasis Imcha B'yoyim Ploini Nitmu. The Taurus that I did on that day became Tamei. Also the Kamed Rabami. So he came in front of Rabami and he said, listen, the person told me, do I have to, is it Tamei or not? Amalei, Shuras Adin Ein Nema. Really? He's not Nema. So Trashi, sure, I didn't claim I didn't nice him. He shouldn't be Nema. Amar Lefanav, Ravasi, so Ravasi says to Ravami, Rabbi Yatoy Merkain, you're saying that he's not Nema? Hochi Amar Rabbi Yechim Shem Rabbi Yaisi, Mo Esther Shatayra Minasai. So Trashi, Atoy Merkain Shein Nema, Amar Rabbi Yechim Shem Rabbi Yaisi, Haminasai, Afilu La'achar Zman. The Torah believed them even after he finished the Aveda by a Kayan, or even after he finished working with the Taurus, not like Abaya. not like Abaya. You shouldn't be believed, the person, because he said B.I. Pliny, right? According to Rav, it's talking about.
Maybe you should have asked him if he saw you before. This is the first time he told you.
What?
I'm sure that's the case. This is the first opportunity he had to see
him. Right, so this is what happens. I didn't prepare ahead, so I'm not sure the answer. I know they asked this question. So I'm not sure if the case was. No, I can look it up. I'm not sure if the case was he had met him already and hadn't told him. But I'm not sure. I don't want to answer for sure. Because, meaning, if sure, not like Abaya. Abaya said you have to be able to do it now. Here it's clearly that he found him later. Right? He said, Tarash Yassi Simcha B'yayim Pliny Nitmu. So it's for sure not like Abaya. Shaila is it like Rava? Because is this the first opportunity that he had to tell him? I'm going to have to look it up.
There's a rock in the brush system. Rabami should have asked him if this was the first report of it or not.
Right, so he says the Gemara doesn't explain if it was the first time and Rav Ami was holding, I'm sorry, was this the first encounter and Rav Ami was passing like Abaya and he was saying you still not believed, or it was not the first time and he was passing like Rava. The Gemara doesn't say. That's what he says. The Gemara does not explain what happened. The Gemara does not say whether it was the first time or not. We don't know. In the story, we don't know. Again, if Ami said you're not believed, it means he said you're not believed. So if Ami's either agreeing.
We don't know why. We don't know why.
We don't know whether it's like Yabaya or because it's like Rava. We'll do this on Monday. I'll be much better prepared. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbat, Sunday morning, Rosh Hashanah.